In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As I was reading the readings for this weekend, one thought occurred to me several times. Oh, this is not going to be a good weekend to be a priest. Just think about it. Who are the scriptures criticizing this weekend? The priests! Our first reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. The word of the Lord comes through Malachi to the sons of Aaron and the sons of Levi, the priests and the Levites. And what is said to them? You will be cursed. Your blessing will become a curse, and you are made contemptible. Why? Because they had been disobedient to God. Because they had rendered void the covenant made with Levi by changing the covenant, by being unfaithful, by altering things to suit theirs and their people's opinions. They made it all about them. And as a consequence, God was very much unpleased. Now we get a little bit of a break for our reading from St. Paul and from the Psalm. But then our Lord speaks to the scribes and the Pharisees. Very seldom does our Lord have kind words for the scribes and the Pharisees, and rightly so. And we should remember that whenever we are tempted to view Jesus as some kind of cosmic care bear, someone who is always meek, always mild, always nice. Certainly our Lord loves us all. That doesn't mean he's always nice. In fact, quite frequently, he can be a little hard on people. Ye whitened sepulchres, you adulterous and wicked generation. In any case, he is very hard on the scribes and the Pharisees. Now he recognizes their authority. They have taken their seat, their place on the chair of Moses. And we all know who Moses was. He was the one who gave the law to the children of Israel. He's the one who led them, and he's the one who taught them. And those in the chair of Moses both lead and teach. And our Lord has very little problem with what they're teaching. He says, obey that whatsoever they tell you, but don't follow their example. And so we know what his criticism of them is, that they don't practice what they preach. What they say is fine, but what they do is not fine. He says of them that they tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and don't lift a finger to help those they place them on. Sometimes when people hear this, they think then that we should never call anyone to heroism. That we should never say, you know, you've got to do this and it's hard. That we should only do easy things. No, that's not scriptural. What part of take up your cross daily and follow after me do we fail to understand? If you don't think a cross is a heavy burden, just wait. You'll find out different. The problem is not recognizing that we are called to bear heavy burdens, it's that they didn't lift a finger to help. There's a big difference between saying, you must carry this heavy burden, and you must carry this heavy burden, and we are here to help you carry it. It's very different. The problem with the scribes and the Pharisees was the same problem that the sons of Aaron had during the time of the prophet Malachi. They had altered the faith to suit themselves. They had altered it to make it easy to fit their quote-unquote concrete situation. They wanted everyone to see how holy they were. So they widened their phylacteries. What's a phylactery? It's kind of like a scapula. They made it really big so that people could see how holy they were. They made their tassels on their cloaks very big so people could see that they were obeying the law. It was all about them and what they were doing instead of being all about God. And some people, when they hear this, may say, yeah, those priests deserve it. They're mean. And yes, we can be at times. Why? Because we're sinners just like everyone else. And just like everyone else, we don't always measure up to the gospel, even though our job is to know the gospel and to preach it. Now, don't think ever that simply because people fail to measure up to the gospel, never think that hypocrisy makes the principle which is being taught invalid. It doesn't. All it means is that sometimes we as human beings are weak. When I was a kid, my mom smoked like a chimney. Smoked very heavily until I was about 25, which was crappy for me because I had chronic bronchitis as a child. It's one of the reasons why I hate the smell of cigarette smoke. It's almost as bad as Axe body spray. Almost. But Mom would be smoking away, and she'd say, Eric, never smoke. She was right. Don't ever smoke. But I remember thinking, how can she tell me that when she's puffing away? And I got old enough to realize that just because someone's doing something doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to them when they tell you not to. You may say, oh, those priests are hypocrites. Well, guess what? We all are to a degree. Every one of us fails to live up to the gospel to one point or another. But that does not make the gospel invalid. That doesn't mean that we should lower the standards. Rather, what does it mean that we should help each other to more faithfully live the gospel? We should challenge ourselves to constant conversion, to drawing closer to Christ each and every day. Our Lord says, call no man on earth your teacher. It's going to make things very hard for you, those of you who go to school. What are you going to call your instructor on Monday? Jesus said, call no one on earth your teacher. Did he mean never call someone a teacher? No. What he was calling us through that verbal form was to recognize that any teacher who is worthy of the name is only worthy of it if they reflect the one teacher who is Christ, who teaches us the truth of the gospel. He is the principal teacher, and we are but shadows of him. Sometimes our Protestant friends say, call no man on earth your father. I had a friend who's a Baptist chaplain in the Air Force, and he would always call me Brother Eric, because he could never bring himself to say father. You know, I really wanted, but I didn't do it because I'm a nice guy, at least in public. And I just wanted to say, what do you call your male parent? I call him my father. Ah, call no man on earth your father. No, Jesus is not saying it's bad to call your papa father or your priest father. What he's challenging us to recognize is there is the one father. And all earthly fathers are fathers only insofar as they reflect his fatherhood. And the same is also true of master, though we don't really use that word too much these days unless you're in a karate class. We have to reflect and be centered upon the Lord Jesus. What is the solution to the priests like the priest at the time of the prophet Malachi? What is the solution to the scribes and the Pharisees? What is the solution to the hypocrisy that each one of us sees in ourselves, if we are honest? It is humility. Realizing that everything is not about us. The faith is not about us. This is not our church. It is his church. It's about him. And when we let him work, when we follow him, when we don't change the gospel to suit ourselves and our own situations, but rather allow Christ to change us, then we truly serve and are like Christ and bring salvation to all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.